With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Biden is preparing to do an end run around Congress on gun control. Mr. Biden poised to announce a half dozen executive actions on the issue.
Today, an insider reveals the president's planning to use executive actions to require background checks for buyers of homemade ghost guns and require registration and taxation for pistol stabilizing braces, like the one that was used by the alleged Boulder gunman last month. Attorney General Merrick Garland will also outline red flag legislation, making it easier for states to set up laws for the police confiscation of weapons from people who are deemed dangerous by a court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Shocking allegations of child abuse and neglect prompting Texas Governor Greg Abbott to demand the Biden administration close a San Antonio holding center for unaccompanied migrant children. Abbott says state authorities have received multiple tips, including allegations that
children at this facility are being sexually assaulted. There are not enough staff to safely supervise the children at this facility.
It's also alleged that some of the children are not being properly fed and COVID-positive youngsters not being separated from children without the virus. Abbott blames what he calls the president's open border policies and says the allegations are being investigated. Also at SRNNews.com, authorities say a suspect has been detained after an hours-long search for the attacker in a South Carolina shooting. Left five people, including two children and a prominent doctor, dead. Happened last evening in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Wall Street stock futures mixed. Dow futures down 7 points. NASDAQ futures 96 points higher. This is SRN News.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600 WBOB. News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boydman. A man is dead after getting trapped under a tree stump grinder. Police say this happened yesterday afternoon on Redwood Avenue in Jacksonville. They're still trying to figure out exactly how it happened. She's still a school employee, but she won't be going near any students anytime soon. Gretchen Thompson, a 27-year-old science teacher at First Coast High, was arrested yesterday. She's accused of trying to initiate an intimate relationship with one of her students. He shot his brother, and he might have had no choice but to do it. Jacksonville police say that overnight yesterday, they rushed a man to the hospital from an apartment on Tall Pine Lane West and also took his brother into custody. Neighbors told them there was an argument before the shots rang out. A person's in bad shape after he was hit by a car in Jacksonville early yesterday morning. Police believe the person might have just stepped into traffic at Liberty and State Streets downtown. No one is sure, though, why this happened. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning today. Partly cloudy. We'll have a high around 85. This evening, a few passing clouds and an overnight low of 61. Right now, it's 57 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Teachers' unions are still fighting a return to the classroom despite the huge number of vaccines being distributed. In his proposed infrastructure plan, President Biden outlines plans to build more high-speed rail. And with 1,000 people moving to Florida each day, the Florida Home Builders Association says their business is facing a construction workforce shortage to keep up with the demand.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, good morning. Coming up on 4 minutes after 6 a.m., sit back and enjoy the morning ride. This is going to be like what Joe Biden wants. A high-speed rail. We should call ourselves a high-speed rail of morning talk radio because it is very fast-paced as we go all the way with you to 9 a.m. following, of course, the morning show is the podcast at WBOB.com and click on right where it says The Ed Dean extra. So let's get it going right here again, all the way with you, 9 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. All right, so let's continue on with the news. A story we have been hearing and hearing and hearing, and is not new anymore. Teachers unions throughout the country are still fighting a return not to go back to the classroom, despite the huge number of vaccines being rolled out to teachers there. The latest with this, Fox News.
Teachers unions still resisting a return to the classroom. It comes as the CDC says that 80% of all teachers, school staff, and child care workers have received at least the first dose of vaccine. And one of the latest demands, some unions now want stipends for child care.
Fox and Friends co-host on Fox and Friends Weekend, Pete Hegseth, says it's amazing. Other individuals and other groups, for example, grocery stores like Walmart and Publix, everybody else can seem to get back to work dealing with people. But are teachers considered, and should they not be considered any longer, essential?
80% of teachers are vaccinated. They still won't go to the classrooms. It shows us they're the extortionists we knew they were from the beginning. You know, they're proving more and more each day that they're non-essential workers. I mean, think about it. Nurses, pharmacists, grocery store clerks, Walmart workers,
yes,
truck drivers, none of them had vaccines. They all kept working.
Radio
and somehow
guys,
they were willing to, and they knew they were the lifeblood of our economy. And teachers stood at home and said, I need more ventilation, and we need to defund the police, and now I need my vaccine, but not everyone has a vaccine, so I can't go back to the class. It's a joke. The only thing we should be defunding is the teachers unions, because they stand between kids and good educations, school choice, vouchers, homeschooling. I don't care what it is. Empower parents to get them out of these places where teachers unions are crushing them.
Yeah, you make a good point. Radio hosts, media, yeah, we're essential, right?
Exactly. We come here every single day during a pandemic for you.
That's right. Hey, big idea. It's getting a lot of involvement with almost about 30 states. Host of Gutfeld, Greg Gutfeld, says, "Would we ought to treat education as how we treat normal when direct money goes to you, like a stimulus check, or for some of you that get help when it comes to welfare, the money goes to you, not to the institution of where you're spending it."
27 states have introduced bills to expand programs to fund K-12 to fund the students instead of the institutions. And this is a really, really huge growing movement. And we already do this in other places. We already fund people directly with food stamps and Medicaid and Pell Grants and GI bills. It's time to do it with K-12. I mean, you know, just pull it out of the schools and give it to the students. I mean, we don't fund the grocery store.
Right.
We fund the person buying the groceries. We give them the food stamps. So this is how we got to treat education. And the only way to change that is create competition by empowering the families to be able to spend their money, which they can get instead of the public schools, on something that actually helps their kids.
But let's remind everybody what the teachers unions have said over the last year. Chicago Union Stacey Davis Gates says it was never, when it came to the reopening, it wasn't about the CDC guidelines. One of the reasons why was to send a message because of the years of neglect funding for your local public school.
Listen, it's never been about the guidelines per se. It has always been about the generations of neglect, under-resourcing and underfunding, and the defunding, quite frankly, of public education.
Even inside some of the 2020 stimulus bills that provided money for education, the National Education Association President Becky Pringle says there still was never enough money for school openings.
Yeah, of course there's not enough money without getting the proper resources in place. But here's the thing. The CDC has laid out the guidelines, and now it's time to take action. It's time for Congress to act to that. We've been waiting for 11 months, still no money. Question is, it's not about whether this country has the wealth. It's about whether this country,
right,
has the will to take care of all of our babies.
It's not about whether the country has the wealth. It's about whether they have the will to spend it.
I think it's so interesting how they call it defunding. Defunding means more money, but somebody else got money, too, so that means we were defunded. All those hours went up.
Roger, you nailed something a couple weeks ago.
Fuzzy math.
As you know, we'll wait till you hear this. Remember that the infrastructure was about 1.5, then it was talked about 2. Some think it may go up to $3 trillion. When you look at the amount of jobs, Roger goes, man, that's like, out of the blue, you said that's like $830,000 per job, right?
Well, they mentioned initially that they will be creating about 2 million jobs out of that, you know, how many, almost $3 trillion. So I just divided it by the number of jobs created, almost $1 million per job.
You nailed it.
Moody's suggests it would create 19 billion jobs.
But a close review of that Moody's report finds a forecast that even without this multi-trillion dollar plan, the U.S. economy is projected to create 16 million jobs over the next decade anyway. And with the plan, fewer than 3 million additional jobs, which Fox Business calculates out to about $830,000 per job.
You nailed it.
They were listening to me. I said it first. If you heard it anywhere else, you heard it here first.
That's right.
Big PR push for White House officials is redefining infrastructure as being about more than roads and bridges, to include replacing lead pipes and encouraging green innovation, all funded by new taxes on businesses.
Fox News, Peter Ducey. Here's a little bit of what the Biden Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondi says. She says, no, it won't be millions. It'll be tens of millions of jobs created under this infrastructure program.
It's a historic investment in America intended to create tens of millions of jobs, rebuild our country's infrastructure, and position the United States to outcompete China.
But by the way, what's this whole thing with have to do with China? I ain't traveling to China. But anyway, she says tens of millions of jobs. But when you look at the bottom line, it's only about 2.3 that they're projecting over the next few years. One more other story right here. Here is President Biden, a little bit of montage. He says the taxpayers getting fleeced. That's the reason why we need to pass an infrastructure program. And he wants to include, in which he has, moving towards high-speed rail in an outline in the budget proposal with infrastructure.
There's hundreds of Flints all across America.
By the way, Flint, Michigan. I don't know about 100 of Flints all across the country. That's what he says right there, but there's no proof of that.
Imagine a world where you and your family can travel coast to coast without a single tank of gas, or in a high-speed train close to as fast as you can go across the country in a plane. I'm not trying to punish anybody. Maybe it's because I come from a middle-class neighborhood. I'm sick and tired. Ordinary people being fleeced.
But fleeced by who? But he wants high-speed rail. But then again, Fox Business Network Ed Lawrence says Democrats are looking at saying, listen, we could compromise on a tax increase, but we're not going to jack it back up during the what went up to the Obama years.
Senator Joe Manchin says the Democrats do not have the votes to pass the American Rescue Plan. Now, the issue rests solely with that corporate tax rate going up to 28% in the plan. We're saying six or seven Democrats who feel that he says agree with him that it will put America's at a lack of competitiveness. And he says we cannot throw caution to the wind with raising it to 28%. The senator says that he would support a 25% corporate tax rate. Now, Manchin hinted that the bill could be broken up into three different parts, adding that the final bill will not look like what it looks like today on paper.
A story we reported from thehill.com, Republicans are just looking at Democrats proposing a mandate for a vaccine passport. They, of course, many others, even the ACLU, believe it or not, agrees with the Republican, says it's an invasion of people's and individuals' right to privacy. The White House says that they will not support a vaccine passport mandate. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says, not happening. But ABC News reports that businesses are still looking at it no matter what, whether the government decides to mandate it or not.
New battle is brewing over so-called vaccine passports as more companies and schools consider whether to require their employees, customers, and students to prove they're vaccinated. Florida's governor already banned businesses from requiring proof of vaccination, saying vaccine passports would create two classes of citizens based on vaccination.
But one of the questions is people ask, why would you not get vaccinated? According to Dr. Nicole Sapphire, author of the book Make America Healthy, she says there's several reasons why some people won't take the vaccine.
Really, it's being seen all across the country where there are people opting not to receive the vaccine. And it's happening for a variety of reasons. Some people feel that they don't need it. They don't believe that they're high enough risk to either contracting it, or they don't believe that they would have severe illness if they got it. Others have some vaccine hesitancy. We know that that runs rampant throughout the United States due to some conspiracy theories that people are claiming that the research was rushed. There was a lot of politicization of the scientific process when it came to making these vaccines. And so, unfortunately, it has really muddied the waters, and it has had a very unfortunate result when it comes to vaccines.
So there you go. This whole thing about whether or not can the businesses require it, as you have pointed out, which I agree, let the marketplace decide.
Well, I go further than that. I say let the marketplace not have a say. I love what Ron DeSantis has done. He says businesses aren't even allowed to ask you your private medical information. You know, letting the marketplace decide is essentially saying, okay, a business can invade your privacy, and if you don't want to patronize that business, you don't have to. But if all the businesses are doing it, you may not have a choice.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where some of this goes on this issue. Governor Ron DeSantis, we got the clips, not only goes after 60 Minutes, he, in front of all the media, he goes after them. Kind of interesting take. We'll play for you coming up in just a couple of moments. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's some construction work happening on Atlantic Boulevard headed west and turning south onto Kernan. Add an extra couple minutes and be aware. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 85. This evening, a few passing clouds and a low of 61. Right now, 57 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We were asked a question the other day about a store's reputation and how a customer might judge that. The first thing that came to mind was to look at how long they've been in business. Because if a store or a person is disreputable, that word will get out fast and that business won't be around very long. The second thing that comes to mind for jewelry stores, if the store has been in business a long time, there'll be a lot of folks in the area wearing jewelry from that establishment. And if they sell fine jewelry, you can best bet that those pieces have been shown thousands of times and probably passed down from one generation to the next, and a lot of people have been told where that piece came from. At Underwoods, it's our stated goal to be the best jeweler in the South, not the biggest, so everything we do and carry has to move us towards that goal. And ultimately, it's satisfied customers wearing our jewelry that have kept Underwoods in business since 1928. So come by and see us in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Sadly, we are living in an age where total awareness of our surroundings is necessary. You must be prepared to defend yourself or even your family. But what if you don't want to carry a gun? Available at Annabelle's of Orange Park is a way to defend yourself that does not require a permit, a 950 stun gun. With the flip of a switch and contact with your aggressor, 950,000 volts of electricity will certainly stop the threat of man or beast. So whether for you or a member of your family, this small, lightweight stun gun available at Annabelle's is the perfect choice for your self-defense.
The Brandon Groger News Hour, Fridays 5 to 6 on WBOB, has accurately predicted the presidential election, the Capitol riots, and more. Hear the newsmakers and call in at 904-831-0600. This Friday's topics, the need for universal background checks, and Brandon and Doug discuss actions America can take to unify our country and address racial disparities while keeping our capitalist tradition intact. Join the discussion 5 p.m. Friday on WBOB, sponsored by Elite Home Health.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With Florida announcing they will ban proof of vaccination requirements, ABC News reports more businesses and schools are considering whether to implement them. A bill banning trans females from high school and college sports is headed to the Florida House for a vote. And parking meters in downtown Jacksonville have quadrupled.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Sometimes you've heard the term shoot from the hip, impulse buyer. Now, guess what may be happening in the state of Georgia? The impulse reaction to the state's new election laws may look to backfire. Unfortunately, black-owned businesses, as reported by Fox affiliate WFLX, Fox 31 out of Albany, sits back and says when they look at it, do the numbers, it's going to hurt the tourism industry by MLB not showing up in Atlanta, and it's going to hurt black-owned businesses.
The MLB moved the All-Star game after Georgia passed new voting laws. Some business owners are calling this boycott simply crushing. African-Americans represent nearly 50% of Atlanta's population. Some minority business owners say moving the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver is not good for their business and will cost them revenue. The travel and tourism industry could also take a major financial hit. The Cobb County Travel and Tourism Bureau estimates the move could cost the state more than $100 million. The Bureau said that over 8,000 hotel rooms are reserved for that game that will now not be needed. On top of that,
there's a story by Fox News that says Stacey Abrams actually had a hand in getting MLB out of the state of Georgia. But she says, hey, the boycott would be a bad move.
To our friends across the country, please do not boycott us. I understand the passion of those calling for boycotts of Georgia following the passage of SB 202. But here's the thing. Black, Latino, AAPI, and Native American voters whose votes are the most suppressed under SB 202 are also the most likely to be hurt by potential boycotts of Georgia.
I'm just going to tell you, this whole boycott stuff is just going to get old after a while. You know, it's kind of like using the word impeachment or racism. It used to mean something because it was rarely used because you didn't have all these cases out there being reported. You talk about boycotts, this is going to get old after a while. You don't like something, we're going to boycott you.
Interesting. You know, if you look at the calendar, when was the All-Star Game supposed to be there? A lot of hotel space may be able to get a good deal.
Yeah. Got to give me a reason why to go to Atlanta right there. Gun sales continue to go through the roof. But now, according to numbers by the National Shooting Foundation and FBI numbers that have still continued to come in, gun sales in the black community continue to surge around 60%. And by the way, Roger, that also includes concealed carry permits are going through the roof in the black community. Breitbart gun columnist A.W.R. Hawkins.
Massive surge in gun ownership among black Americans. Nearly 60% surge in gun ownership among black Americans. Looking at National Shooting Sports Foundation figures, in Chicago, black Americans are flooding into concealed carry classes. People who never thought they would own a gun are now not only purchasing a gun, but going through the steps necessary to carry a gun concealed on their person, so they can keep themselves and their families safe.
So I had posted this on Facebook, and Roger knows some of the many of you out there in the black community listen to this radio show, but one of our black friends on our Facebook page made a joke, goes, oh, they're going to be start regulating more guns now. Black people are buying it.
That is
the funniest line, because he was joking on like the voting thing.
There has been a longstanding, I guess you call it a tongue-in-cheek joke that says,
right,
if you want more gun regulations, require all black men to legally get a gun, and they'll start being regulated.
But he's a black. He was making a funny line,
exactly.
And you know what? I love humor like that.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "Oh, there's going to be more gun regulations coming up." I thought that was hysterical on the issue. Katie Pavlich from townhall.com points out that now it's the new verbiage of the gun culture. It's no longer assault weapons. It's now weapons of war.
Well, they try to own the language on this. So we've seen that they use the term assault rifle. They use the terms weapons of war to scare people into agreeing with their overreach and their infringement on the Second Amendment. We're seeing it now with the language change. You notice they don't call themselves gun control groups anymore. They call themselves gun violence prevention groups. Mm. And they think that, you know, they lump all of the people who own firearms into the same category.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was responding, remember this nonsense, by 60 Minutes this past week.
We wanted to ask Governor DeSantis about the deal, but he declined our request for an interview. We caught up with him south of Orlando.
Publix, as you know, donated $100,000 to your campaign, and then you rewarded them with the exclusive rights to distribute the vaccination in Palm Beach.
So first of all, what you're saying is wrong.
So remember, they edited, of course, we played the unedited version. Here was the governor this past week slamming 60 Minutes, and even went after the media, follows him on the Daily Press Pool.
And it shows you how dishonest, these are smear merchants. That's why nobody trusts corporate media. They are a disaster in what they're doing. They knew what they were doing was a lie. I knew what they were doing was a lie. Everybody here knows what they were doing is a lie.
By the way, I watched this, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
He did one of these with his hands pointed out to the media. Everyone here knew what they were doing was a lie.
Well, I think that may not be a wise path to go down, because the media has a lot of power and they can continue to smear him. If he had isolated 60 Minutes and said, most of the media does a fair job, this particular story did me wrong.
Well, then he would have been lying.
Sometimes you have to, you know, a soft answer turns away wrath. You have to be nice.
I agree with his tone sometimes, yeah.
Because he needs the media to.
He doesn't need the media. You think he didn't have the media last time?
I think having more friends than enemies is a good thing if you're in politics,
really?
Or in any area of life.
The media is never going to be your friend, Raj. Haven't you noticed that?
I think that you could create a harsher enemy or someone who's more passive with respect to the media if you don't go after them as harshly as you possibly could. I think that was probably one of Donald Trump's downfalls.
Well, because he did it constantly with his tone.
Exactly.
But he gave media access.
He did give them access, but when you constantly, you know, use the term fake news and they're saying, you know, fake news, fake rallies.
I think it was more than that.
I think that they would have not have gone at him as harshly as they
did. So how many all agree with Roger that maybe the governor should tone it down? Listen, I'm the first one to say this past week, he shouldn't be yelling constantly. This tone, I think, is a good tone to have, but the media didn't support him last time. They ain't going to support him this time.
Well,
they know that we know they're lying, and yet they continue to lie. And they lied and they lied and they lied. We offered them the information, and they declined to interview the key people.
Roger, we offered to be friends, and they still didn't want to be friends.
There's a difference between having an ally in the media versus having someone who's constantly going to go after you and vilify you.
Tell me who the ally is in the media for DeSantis.
Well, currently, I don't know. But his wife, Casey, worked in the media.
That means nothing.
So, well, you know, I would think that there's a difference. I think there is a difference between having someone who is going to come after you with everything they've got versus somebody who doesn't support you that much, but, you know, can tolerate you. I'd rather have that than the former.
All right. See where this goes coming up next. 625 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see some slow traffic around NAS Jacks. Add about 2 or 3 extra minutes. And if there's anything you see that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 85. This evening, a few passing clouds and a low of 61. Right now, 57 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
Maybe you've been in the military for 20 some odd years and you never fired your weapon, but you've seen things and you've heard things and you've witnessed terrible things that have happened to not only your friends but citizens. That builds up. And then I got sent home for medical treatment. They told me straight up, hey, you got problems.
Canines for Warriors pairs specially trained dogs with vets in need.
And we're asking pointed questions because we're trying to pair them with a good match for them, a good dog. And so we kind of have guided conversations what the warrior requires and how we can best suit that with our dogs.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to K9sForWarriors.org.
Fishing in Florida attracts millions of visitors to our state, supports more than 100,000 jobs, and contributes to $35 billion in our state's water-based economy each year. The future of Florida's fishing industry depends on a healthy Everglades. Protect our fishing. Restore America's Everglades. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org. A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. Can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. Make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059.
Coming up next, our good friend, you've seen him on the Fox Business Network. He's a weekly radio commentator here on, of course, other stations as well. David Williams is going to join us from the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. This whole thing, listen, I am convinced the school closing, some of you may think, well, they open it back up this year, parents will forget next year. I'm not convinced, and I'll point out why the other side of the break. Well, I'm not convinced on that. And then we'll continue to talk about Roger's love affair with the media. So anyway, I'm just kidding, man. Well, no, maybe I'm not. Anyway, we'll talk about it coming up next.
I love the media.
I know. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Biden preparing to do an end run around Congress again. This time, the issue is gun control. Mr. Biden is poised to announce a half dozen executive actions on gun control later today. Shocking allegations of child abuse and neglect prompting Texas Governor Greg Abbott to demand the Biden administration close a San Antonio holding center for unaccompanied migrant children. Abbott says state authorities have received multiple tips, including allegations that some of the youngsters are being sexually assaulted and that COVID-positive kids are not being separated from youngsters without the virus. The Centers for Disease Control saying that the UK coronavirus variant, now the dominant strain that's making the rounds in the U.S. Dow futures, 3 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Jacksonville police rushed the shooting victim to the hospital, but it turned out to be too late. The unnamed victim died yesterday. He was in his early 30s. They got calls late yesterday morning to come to West 23rd and North Laura Streets. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers as soon as possible. It took a long time to get the case to trial, but as soon as it started, there were theatrics. Russell Tillis, who's charged with kidnapping and murdering Joni Gunter in 2016 and then burying her in his yard on Jacksonville's south side, tried to read a prepared message as the jury was being brought in yesterday. That got him admonished by the judge twice. Part of the reason for the many delays in getting this trial started at all was Tillis objecting to this judge. He also rejected his first 10 lawyers. He wanted to act as his own attorney, but the judge wouldn't allow that either. Tillis is also looking at a sex trafficking charge. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see some slow traffic around NAS Jacks. Add about 2 or 3 extra minutes. And if there's anything you see that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 85. This evening, a few passing clouds and a low of 61. Right now, 57 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning in his proposed infrastructure plan. President Biden outlines plans to build more high-speed rail. With 1,000 people moving to Florida each day, the Florida Home Builders Association says their business is facing a construction workforce shortage to keep up with the demand. And teachers' unions are still fighting return to the classroom despite the huge number of vaccines being distributed.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, don't forget, you can download the app on your smartphones. Listen to us anywhere you would like, iPhones and or smartphones. Just go to the, on your smartphones, go to the website, WBOB.com, and click on right there. Just download it. It's free. Mm-hmm. No charge, no pop-ups. Again, go to WBOB.com. Our good friend, David Williams, you see him many times on the Fox Business Network. He's been with this show for many years. He is the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, the website protectingtaxpayers.org. I wanted to play for you this clip because I didn't get a chance to play for it. And David and I were talking off the air. He may be agreeing with you slightly, Raj, about overdoing it, maybe not overdoing it. You've heard Governor Ron DeSantis. He gets, and I love the governor. I like when you respond back to the media. My point that I've been making is you don't need to have the same monotone or the same tone every day. You can differ with the media. The media didn't vote for you last time. They're not going to support you again. Should you be making friends with the media? This is what the governor said about the 60 Minutes hit job that was done on him.
And it shows you how dishonest, these are smear merchants. That's why nobody trusts corporate media. They are a disaster in what they're doing. They knew what they were doing was a lie. I knew what they were doing was a lie. Everybody here knows what they were doing is a lie.
And he pointed to the media when he said that. David, here's more of the clip.
They know that we know they're lying, and yet they continue to lie. And they lied and they lied and they lied. We offered them the information, and they declined to interview the key people because they didn't want to let go of the narrative. Well, guess what? There's going to be consequences for that. I know corporate media thinks that they can just run over people. You ain't running over this governor. I'm punching back, and I'm going to continue to do it.
So here's the thing. They offered the information. Roger thinks he should make friends with the media. I'm like, well, they didn't support you last time here, David.
No, and he should absolutely not try to make friends with the media because they don't want to be his friend. And, you know, this is what I find fascinating, Ed, is that 60 Minutes used to be, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, it's something that people watched, you know, because they were sticking up for the little guy, right? But they have become a, you know, MSNBC type of program now where they have a specific political bent to them, and they showed this. And, you know, Ron DeSantis, he's taken too many victory laps. Listen, when you win a NASCAR race, you take one victory lap. That's it. You do a few burnouts, you move on with your life. He's doing, like, you know, a week full of burnouts here, and he just needs to stop because the narrative has gotten out there. People understand this. I mean, it spread like wildfire on social media,
right.
and you know that everyone in the media knows what happened on Sunday, and you had, you know, Florida officials, Democrats, defending Ron DeSantis. So it's over. Move on. People know what happened, and I just think that the more he talks about this, it's probably more of a fundraising and less of an issue now that, you know, he's trying to promote. And I just think that, you know, he won. Accept it. Accept the victory. Move on.
Yep, that's how I think he's right, Roger.
I look at it this way. Yeah, the media is never going to be his friend, but you can have an adversarial relationship with the media, or you can have global thermonuclear war. And I think he'd probably be better off just understanding we're not going to like him. They're not going to like him very much, but, you know, try not to, you know, make it as hostile. It's okay if the dog growls at you as you walk by. You don't want him to bite you.
Hey, Neville Chamberlain.
That's a fair point, is that, you know, you don't want to be yelling at the media all the time, but realize that, you know, they are not your friend, and they are not there to report good things about you. And listen, you know, Samantha Bee, you know, on Comedy Central said, listen, I don't like this infrastructure plan, but I like the president, so why am I going to trash his plan? So we have to understand what's happening in the media with comedians is that they support this president, and they support his policies, and that's where we are.
Yeah, I understand where he's coming from. I would make it a field day like Trump enjoyed doing. I don't think that's the reason why Trump lost, but I wouldn't be making a field day. But I'm not worried about the media. Most people don't buy into what the media says, what the media does. But then again, sometimes I cut the media some slack because if you did something that was stupid, you made a comment that was wrong, you lost your race. I'm not going to sit here and blame the media. If they reported accurately, that was your fault.
And do investigative journalism. What 60 Minutes did was not investigative journalism. It was a hit job, and now it's laid out to bear. Everyone sees it for what it is.
All right, David Williams, who covers a lot of economics and a lot of spending at the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Let me play for you a clip. Here was, there's two of them right here, the infrastructure bill. Oh, man. I don't think this is going to get ramrodded through. Let me play for you the clip. Fox News' Peter Ducey Listen to, they're predicting the tens of millions of jobs. Here's the Biden Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo.
It's a historic investment in America intended to create tens of millions of jobs, rebuild our country's infrastructure, and position the United States to outcompete China.
Well, first off, I don't give a flip about competing with China. Here's the Fox News Peter Ducey clip.
Moody's suggests it would create 19 billion jobs.
But a close review of that Moody's report finds a forecast that even without this multi-trillion dollar plan, the U.S. economy is projected to create 16 million jobs over the next decade anyway. And with the plan, fewer than 3 million additional jobs, which Fox Business calculates out to about $830,000 per job. The big PR push for White House officials is redefining infrastructure as being about more than roads and bridges, to include replacing lead pipes and encouraging green innovation, all funded by new taxes on businesses.
Now, here's the thing. I don't think this is going to get ramrodded through like they did with the COVID bill. What do you think?
No, it's not. And it looks like this will probably, if there is a vote, it'll probably happen in the fall of this year.
Really?
Yeah, and they're also talking about child care being infrastructure. They're talking about health care being infrastructure. This is a huge overreach by the Democrats, and I think they're going to lose a lot of support on this. Yes, I mean, sure, talk about child care or health care, but don't call it infrastructure. No one's buying that. Even Jake Tapper from CNN tweeted yesterday the definition of infrastructure. All he did was take a screenshot of the dictionary, what infrastructure is, just, I think, to troll the Democrats and saying that everything now is infrastructure. Apparently, I'm infrastructure at this point.
David, wait a second. I've heard a couple of other friends of mine say this on the air. They don't think anything is going to get done until September, the fall, after ramrodding COVID. Why do you think it's going to take that long? And is it dangerous for the Democratic side not to get this done early enough?
Because they need to pay for this. And, you know, we've talked about the tax increases, raising the corporate tax, raising other taxes, and there's not an appetite for that for some of these moderate Democrats. You know, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia is very reluctant to raise the corporate rate to 28%. He might want to raise it from 21 to 23 or 25, but the White House wants to raise it to 28%, so I think that really is the fly in the Democrats' ointment right now, are the tax increases that are going to come along with it, because they need the tax increases for it to go through budget reconciliation, for it to be budget neutral, and to, you know, not have to worry about the filibuster. So, yeah, I know. There's a lot of things working kind of behind the scenes here as to why this is going to drag on into the fall.
Listen to what the president said. They want to outline, and he has. They want to do more when it comes to, quote, like, high-speed rail. Listen to this.
There's hundreds of Flints all across America.
Hundreds of, what, Flint, Michigan's? Really? I didn't really. Really? Okay, here's more of the clip.
Imagine a world where you and your family can travel coast to coast without a single tank of gas. Or in a high-speed train, close to as fast as you can.
Now, here's the thing that we've talked about on this radio show. High-speed rail would provide jobs. Some of it, if you can get the private sector to do it, I think some would be have an opportunity to do it. Having said this, would they find that, we want to get less cars off the road, we want to build high-speed rail? What they not are telling you, and this is kind of a two-prong, is that this may sound good for a green new energy deal, but there are a lot of environmentalists that don't like high-speed rail because you got to go through certain parts of the country that they deem to be of natural resources they don't want even touched.
Oh, the lawsuits are going to be insane.
Yeah,
by the
environmental
left
lawsuits,
when they start, you know, trying to dig. And listen, right now from D.C. to Chicago, it takes an hour and a half by plane, and it costs maybe $300, right? Now, a high-speed rail, it's probably, you know, it's going to take 10 hours. Who's going to do that? Listen, no one's using Amtrak right now. Why do they think that all of a sudden, after spending, you know, hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars for high-speed rail, that people are going to become infatuated with trains? We love our cars. Americans identify with their cars, you know, road trips. People don't want to sit on a train for 20 hours. I mean, it is such an unpleasurable experience, and you're not going to be able to do 200 miles an hour every stretch. You're going to have to go through towns. You're going to have to slow down. So, you know, high-speed rail sounds really cool, but it's just not viable. And like you said, the left will never allow all this new digging to go on.
Yeah, it'll be, you're right, it'll be 2030 because of all the environmental lawsuits that take place. Listen, Next week, we'll have to talk about education, a lot of other stuff, man. We have so much to talk about today, but I'm glad you came on. Our good friend, David. I'm trying to get him down here, Raj, again. David Williams, the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Take a look at the website, protectingtaxpayers.org. Dave, thanks for coming on again today.
Thanks, Ed.
All right, good talking to you. High-speed rail. Hmm. Wow. I mean, it sounds good.
I like the way it sounds myself, but it has to be less expensive than flying. That's the only way it's going to work.
You worried about less expensive or time?
More about less expensive, to be frank with you.
All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. So if it takes you 2 hours to fly to California, but you take 10 hours, high-speed rail, you'll take the 10-hour trip?
If it's half the price of the plane ticket, yeah.
Interesting. Gas, if I drove, time. All right. I can see some people go along with that.
Yeah.
But that ain't going to happen for right now. High-speed rail,
if it's the same price or more money than a plane ticket, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Then again, if you could do it through the private sector, it'd be interesting how much they could do without government funding.
Mm.
You know, like Amtrak. I don't know. I wouldn't go along with it. I'm not a fan. I don't mind high-speed rail if it's being paid for by the private sector, all right,
mm-hmm.
which has happened. But if you look at states like California and other areas, I mean, are they getting the bang for the buck? I mean, look at Amtrak. Amtrak's never made a dime. What do I need to subsidize Amtrak for? You know, just doesn't make sense. I'm in business to make a dime, and not in business to subsidize other people. All right? 644, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Already starting to see our usual light traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Partly cloudy today. We'll have a high of 85. This evening, a few passing clouds and a low of 61. Right now, 57 degrees. Satisfy your comfort food desires at Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. From Florida's best fried chicken to ramen and more, Hangar Bay Cafe is open 7 days a week. Dine in or order online at hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or DoorDash delivery. Support your local veteran-owned restaurant through these challenging times. You're always welcome at Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. For pickup and DoorDash delivery, visit hangarbaycafe.com.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
The thing about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the Home and Auto Bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with the Ring-Tailed Lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the Home and Auto with the Shaman in the Jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Remembering what Rush said then was right.
What do we do here every day? I simply report the news. All of it.
And still is.
And give you aspects of it and angles that you don't get in the drive-by media. Or maybe in any other place. We don't do topics here. We don't do guests. We just do the news of the day related to how I can use it to inform people what I believe is a way of explaining the horrors of liberalism.
Weekdays from noon till 3, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A bill banning trans females from women's high school and college sports is headed to the Florida House floor for a vote. Parking meter prices in downtown Jacksonville have quadrupled. And with Florida announcing they will ban proof of vaccination requirements, ABC News reports more businesses and schools are considering whether to implement them.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, did you see where Caitlyn Jenner's thinking about running for governor?
Didn't see that.
And,
no.
So anyways, just because they got the recall and Newsom. And,
I would be curious, you know, whether
it's going to be free for all.
Any polling data on that, you know?
No, I'm not curious about it. So anyway, who knows with Caitlyn Jenner anyway? Hey, a bill, 27 states have been, I think 27 to 28, looking to deal with the issue of transgender athletes. Now a bill here in the Florida House is expected to come to the House floor to ban transgender females from competing in women's high school and college sports. The latest with that, reporter Alex Livingston.
A bill banning trans females from women's high school and college sports is headed to the Florida House floor. Supporters say the bill will ensure women have a level playing field in competitive sports. Gender disputes would be resolved by taking a look at a student's anatomy, testosterone, or genetic makeup.
Now, let me stop right there. She reports, according to the bill, because there's one in the Senate, the Republicans that run the Florida State Senate want to water it down. They said the gender disputes will be resolved by taking a look at the student's anatomy. Well, that, right then, that's done. The case is shut and closed right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Student's anatomy, do I need to be a little bit more descriptive on this? I don't think so. Oh, no. We might want to take a look at the testosterone or the genetic makeup. Okay, listen to more of the clip.
Opponents to the bill, including some female athletes, call it an attack on the trans community. The Florida State Senate is considering a somewhat less restrictive measure. It would allow trans females to play in women's sports if testosterone levels are low enough following Olympic standards.
Well, really? So wait a second. If it's a transgender female, which means it was born as a he, goes into the female, it's still a he, right? So you still think, well, because the Florida State Senate now, so the House sits back and says, well, we're going to look at anatomy. Now, in other words, you know what I'm talking about. You're born as a boy, all right? And you always would be a boy, same thing with the female. The Florida State Senate says, well, we're going to allow transgender, in other words, men now transgendered over into a female. They're still a man. Instead of telling them no, we'll just see what their testosterone level is, Raj.
Part of the whole, you know, liberal paradigm is they want to eliminate and erase all the distinctions in gender anyway. Why don't the transgender females compete with the men? And, you know,
that would be embarrassing. So anyway.
Well, what's going to end up happening is women's sports is going to be basically transgender female sports, because physically,
that's right,
transgender, you know, biological male, transgender females are going to do better athletically.
Here is Abigail O'Loughlin. She's from FSU. Listen to this clip. She's opposed to this bill. She says it's misogynistic, it's sexist, it's prejudice. You listen to this clip.
Sets a precedent that is dangerous. It fosters more stigma. It puts trans women specifically in a light that they are dangerous and that men are more powerful than women. And that simply is misogynistic.
Men are more powerful than women. And that's pretty much what she says is sexist.
Take this logic to, you know, where it's going to go. You're going to end up seeing all female sports, the WNBA, whoever, made up of exclusively transgender females.
Let me just say this.
Close to it, at least.
This is not a sexist comment. This is just based on the anatomy. For the most part, you put 10 men that are in a room, 7 to 8 out of 10, you put men and women in the room, 80% of the men are going to be stronger than the female.
Exactly.
That's not a sexist comment. That's just the way. And by the way, let me tell you something. I know a lot of females that could kick the snot out of a lot of men. Just be honest. And by the way, it's got nothing to do with strength, by the way.
But they're rare.
I don't know about that. But anyway, I'm just telling you, you don't need strength to beat up somebody.
Okay.
Trust me on this one, okay? Not that I've been beat up. I'm just telling you. I took wrestling and karate.
Okay.
You don't need strength. You just need to know how to hold, you know, the position them in the right area, snap an arm, whatever. But what I'm suggesting is when she goes, well, it's misogynistic, it's sexist to sit back and say that men are stronger than women. I'm sorry. I'm not. This is just about strength, okay? It's just the way it is. Men, naturally, for the most part, not everywhere, mm-hmm. but for the most part, are stronger than females out there.
Yeah. And in some cases, taller. You know, you think you name the sport, and chances are the biological male, even if they're, quote, transgender female at this point, is going to perform better athletically.
Yeah. So when I go to downtown, I usually have friends down there. I'm like, can you put me in your all's, because I'm Scottish, I like to save a buck. Mm-hmm. Hey, can you put me on your old parking garage or whatever, or I'll go inside a parking garage? News for Jacks, parking meters in downtown aren't planning on quadrupling. They already have. Listen to the clip.
To park at a meter, it was 50 cents for an hour and $1 for 2 hours. Now the rate is $1 for 30 minutes and $4 for 2 hours.
The price of parking on the street has jumped dramatically.
Downtown Jacksonville streets are lined with parking spots, many of which you have to pay to park. By coin or car, but
Bitcoin.
There's no app for that. What would have cost me $5 a day to park on the streets of downtown Jacksonville is now costing me $20 a day. Exception to the rule, manual meters like this one found on Liberty Street that have fixed rates.
Isn't Liberty Street like that way? Anyway. And so they interviewed several of the business owners going, okay, this doesn't sell. This is like, you know why a lot of people are, businesses don't like the gasoline tax increase going up? As Roger's pointed out, you don't spend all your money to pump. You go inside and spend your money.
Exactly.
And just less amount of money. The same thing they're saying here, the business owners saying, if they're going to spend $20 just to come here, they got to be here all day because they want to shop. Why do they want to come to downtown now?
And with the constant push to develop downtown and make it the mecca for the city, as long as people have these types of issues that they're contemplating,
good point.
And you're opening up a business, do you want your customers to have to pay just to come see you and you don't get that money? I'd rather open my office up in South Point.
I wish people come pay to see me. I usually got to pay them to come see me, Rod. So
Any discussion with respect to building up downtown has to take in consideration parking in the city. It would be wise to make it for free.
Interesting. $20 a day. All right. 6:55. I guess we don't have to complain about toll roads anymore, do we? More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on 295 headed south a little before the Buckman Bridge. Add about 2 or 3 extra minutes. And if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 85. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Right now, 56 degrees.
Here's Dan Celia with today's stewardship moment.
Jesus said in Matthew 19:24, "Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Now, do you think that this means that rich people will be excluded from heaven? If you believe that, then you must believe that Jesus died for poor sinners only. Remember that 1 Timothy 6 says that it is the love of money, not money itself. Believe me, I have seen plenty of cases where money does become one's God, but I have seen so many where money becomes God's instrument for the kingdom.
You've just heard a stewardship moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
You're busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp just $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600.
or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, coming up in the next hour, we are loaded with guests. I think, we got the Florida Home Builders Association says we got a shortage going on in the construction industry. And they say that, unfortunately, it seems like it's open season on the trial lawyers, not because of this ridiculous thing. Some of these contractors are being put out of business as well because of some here is not taken care of. Sometimes they claim frivolous lawsuits. So we'll get to all of that coming up in just a little bit. We also got the ripoff of the week with Adam Andrzejewski also coming up. There are state moves going on in Tallahassee that they're not going to wait on Washington, D.C. They want to implement regulation on Facebook. So we got some guests to debate that issue, and I think, Lindsey Brock's going to join us. I think the Lieutenant Governor's going to join us here to talk about CBS as well, I think around 8 o'clock.
Oh, great.
Okay. So we're loaded up this morning. We're ready to go. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson podcast follows the morning show. By the way, the First Coast Friends of the NRA have got their big banquet. It's just big old shindigs. No, banquets can be. It's like big old food. We're going to dress up in jeans, overalls. Going to be coming up Saturday, May 22nd. I'm getting a couple of tables. That's right. I'm getting a couple tables for some people out there.
I thought you wanted elbow room.
I know. I'm going to have it. Trust me. You know, 6 feet apart. Anyway, if you want information, shoot me an email at WBOB.com. Good one, man. All right. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.